Hello students, welcome back to the e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. In the first and second module of lesson 5, water, we have studied about water cycle, distribution of water on the earth and waves. Now in the third module, we are going to study about tides and ocean currents. First, we will study about tides. The rhythmic rise and fall of ocean water twice in a day is called as a tide. It is high tide when water covers much of the shore by rising to its highest level. And it is low tide when water falls to its lowest level and recedes from the shore. The strong gravitational pull exerted by the sun and the moon on Earth's surface causes the tides. Children, there are two types of tides, spring tides and neap tides. The water of the earth closer to the moon gets pulled under the influence of the moon's gravitational force and causes high tide. During the full moon and new moon days, the sun, the moon and the earth are in same line. The gravitational force of the sun is added to the gravitational force of the moon and it causes high tides. These tides are called spring tides. Now, neap tides. When the moon is in its first and last quarter, the ocean water gets drawn in diagonally opposite directions by the gravitational pull of sun and moon, resulting low tides, and these are called neap tides. Neap tides occur when the gravitational forces of the moon and the sun are perpendicular to one another with respect to the earth. Now, next point is the importance of tides. High tides help in navigation. They raise the water level close to the shores. This helps the ships to arrive at harbor more easily. The high tides also help in fishing. Many more fish come closer to the shore during the high tide. This enables fishermen to get a plentiful catch. Tides are also used for the generation of tidal electricity. Now we are going to study next point, that is ocean currents. Ocean currents are streams of water flowing constantly on the ocean surface in definite directions. The ocean currents may be warm or cold. The Labrador Ocean Current is cold current, while the Gulf Stream is a warm current. Generally, the warm ocean currents originate near the equator and move towards poles. The cold currents carry water from polar latitudes to tropical latitudes. The Gulf Stream influences the climate of the east coast of North America, keeping temperature warmer in the winter. The areas where the warm and cold currents meet provide the best fishing grounds of the world. Seas around Japan and eastern coast of North America are such examples. The areas where a warm and a cold current meet also experience foggy weather, making it difficult for navigation. Dear students, I hope that you have understood all the points of this lesson. Try to complete all the assignments given in modules. Thank you and have a nice day.